Heard in Milford, Monroe, and every exit along the Merritt. It's Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
So we're headed to the kitchen now where we are making a pretty delicious soup. And if you have time to head on out to the grocery store this morning, you may want to do that just to get this nice, warm, delicious, I feel like, soup that would be great for either a meal or a snack, especially while we're trying to hunker down and get through the very, very bitter cold that's coming our way. Good morning, Mom. Cooking with Claude this
morning.
How are you?
Good morning, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you and Dad? Are you guys ready to ski in this? This is nuts. I can't believe you guys are going to ski this weekend. You guys are beasts.
I think we're going to wait till Sunday. I think we're going to just hang out with Amy, Joe, and Matt tomorrow because they're not getting up till late tonight. And then Sunday, this is supposed to break. So we figured if we could get everything done on Saturday, maybe we'll ski and then just come home a little later on Sunday because it's supposed to be a whole different ball game on Sunday.
Oh, totally. Tomorrow, Sunday is going to make us all feel like we're a bunch of drama queens because it's like back up to the 40s. And so, yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, good. That sounds
right.
Great.
So we're not worried. And if not, we'll just have some good family time.
Nothing wrong with that. I love that. So
yeah,
this soup, though, if people are at home and they're just, you know, weathering this very bitter, cold stretch we're going to go through, I would think this is a very hearty, tasty, like comfort food soup.
It really is. And, you know, the thing was the recipe called for you to puree it. But I actually put it in my food processor with the two blades, and I thought it was better, more hearty than like pureed. So I was able to taste the butternut squash, the garlic, you know, like I thought it came out good, but you could do it, you know, either way. But I made it more chunky than it calls for as a puree. But I'm sure either is very, very good.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So how do you make this? It's actually an interesting combo. It's pear and butternut squash.
Yeah. So what's different about this is you're gonna roast all this. So you grab like a pan. I just, you know, I always spray the bottom of my pans. But then in this you take 6 to 8 pears, you peel them, you core them, and you dice them. About 4 cups. I got packages of the already cut up butternut squash because honest God, it's much cheaper if you want to cut it up, but boy, is it hard to cut up.
Mm.
So I bought it already cut up and cubed. So in this roasting pan or baking pan, you put your pears, you put your butternut squash, your diced onion, which is about 3/4 cup, some garlic, some dried rosemary, a little salt, a little pepper. And then on that, I put my 2 fingers over the olive oil and like, you know, you see me, I'm kind of shaking it all around.
I do, yeah. No, you're working really hard. I see that.
Yeah, I really am. So once that's all done and completed, you put it in the oven at 400 and you let it, you know, roast in there. And what I would do is like about half hour, 45 minutes, what I would do is just kind of taste one of the butternut squash. If it's nice and it, you know, goes right, you know, nice in your teeth there and is easy to cut through, then they're done. So, and what's cool about this is it's all done in one pan. And then in your food processor, you get one of the 32 ounces of chicken broth. And I added some of that with, you know, then I just scoop it in the food processor. Mix it. And like if you want to blend it to puree it, you could, you know, use a better blade. But I only used the 2 blades, so it was more of a chunky soup. And then I added it to a pot. Once that was all grinded or processed, I added the rest of the chicken broth and then just let it cook till it was hot. This recipe, I would put a little salt in. I know it's not like normally I use salt, but I did it without salt and had it. It needed a little touch of salt. So this is one of those recipes you do need to add a little bit of salt. But it was delicious. And on these, you know, it's very simple. And on these cold, cold nights, there's nothing like a bowl of hearty soup.
Oh, nothing like them. I totally agree. It's just, it's the best.
I have them in the refrigerator if when you want to pick up Chase, if you want to pick it up and take it home. It'll make a great little lunch for you.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Yeah, very healthy. I appreciate that. It's in the fridge. Why, did you guys already leave for Vermont? Are you leaving?
No, we're not leaving until after I do cooking with Claude.
Am I doing that?
I think I'm doing that now.
Okay, so Dad's standing there, like, looking at the clock right now. He's like, okay, Melissa.
No, he's making his breakfast. We'll get out between 10 and 10:30.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys, please be safe. I mean, thankfully, there's, like, no, you know, drastic crazy weather. It's just cold, so.
Yeah, it's just cold, and it's a little windy, so you want to be a little careful on those open roads.
Are you taking Louisa?
I am taking Louisa. She's packed with some stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay, good.
And,
good.
Yes, and I got some rugs, and yes, and a sled.
Those are all essential.
Packed. Yes, yeah. I just need the food.
Yeah. Okay. That's not too bad. All right. Cool. Well, call me from the road. Call me.
Here's a dime. Call me. Oh my God! Can I stop smiling already?
This is what happens in our family when you join the Shack family. We don't actually talk to each other. We just use movie lines. That's how we communicate. So, all right. Cool, Mom. Thank you so much. I will put this recipe online, and if people can get out to the stores, make it. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Love you too.
And I just bye, Mom. I just got a message from somebody who's Louisa. That's my mom's car. My mom's car is Louisa. Yes, we name our cars. So, like, I have Ruby the Subi. She's a Subaru. She's awesome.